time for a stupid fact of the day.
Let's do some learning.
Yeah, you know, we try to find interesting things, bring them to you. This one kind of has a we'll remember theme.
Okay. Like I could tell you, but then I'd have to kill you.
Yeah, but it also involves the animal kingdom.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's combining a little bit of the two.
All right.
You've seen crows before, right?
I've seen, like, crows in nature?
Yeah, in nature. Uh-huh. Crows.
Sure.
By the way, you know a group of crows are called a murder, right?
Did know that. Interesting term.
Yep. That's not the stupid fact, though.
Okay.
Crows remember who have done them wrong.
Telling me that crows hold grudges.
Hold grudges. They can hold grudges against an individual human for up to 17 years.
That is a long... First of all, wait a second.
How long do crows live?
No. How do we know this? Have we had discussions with crows? Did a crow sit down for an interview and be like, that guy I've hated for 17 years because of this reason?
That's right.
How do, quote, researchers discover that they get angry and hold grudges?
In experiments, there were several experiments by a professor at the University of Washington.
Okay.
And he discovered that over the course of 17 years and observing certain crows, especially a certain murder of crows that would come and flock in the same ones because he would tag them, so he knew that they were the same ones.
Did they get mad at being tagged?
Hey. I remember you.
Like, did he on purpose try to wrong them to see if they'd remember it?
You stole my nut. I didn't like that.
Did he get dirty looks from the crows?
I took that personally.
This is just... Okay.
Don't wrong a crow is what I'm saying.
This is the kind of research that I shake my head at. I'm like, so
this is why we call it a stupid fact of the day, Kelly. It's not
17 years of their life studying crows.
Let's assume,
and whether they're vindictive.
Let's assume that was a side quest.
Oh.
And it wasn't the sole purpose of his 17 years.
I just want to learn about crows and I want to watch them for 17 years, see what I learned. And that's what I figured out.
But then I think it would be interesting. After 18 years, Crow was like, nah, we're good.
Oh, I'm just kidding. I need to know, like, what was the behavior?
Yeah, what was the beef?
What caused the beef? And then how did you know there was beef? Like, what were the signs?
That's funny. Yeah.
So I would love to see the findings of how they came to that deduction.
Well, we'll post up the link if you want.
Oh, great.
It's from the University of Washington.
Fantastic. I've got my afternoon reading.
So there you go. There you go. Your stupid fact of the day. Crows can hold grudges up to 17 years, so be careful.
So listen,
there.
You be extra nice to any crows you come across today.
You be nice to crows, because they'll remember.
Otherwise, they're going to be giving you side eye for the next 17 years.
I took it personally.
I've been wrong. And when I'm wronged, you wronged the family. You wronged the entire murder.
That's your stupid fact of the day.